World War COVID. Poems, mine and theirs. Trump does not cuss. Have you noticed that Trump does not cuss in public? He may be convicted for many crimes, but not cussing. Except for grab her pussy once. That is why the Bible thumpers love him. They never cuss and neither does he. Every other sin is fine, but not cussing. You know what I think? Bible thumper kids undergo Skinnerian conditioning. Barely legal child abuse against cussing. Thanks to their parents, trauma is shared in infancy. A negative shibboleth all of them must be taught. A don't they have shared for centuries. Please review the second set of 10 commandments by Moses, with my commentary. As opposed to the first set, the 10 commandments of God. The original tablet was destroyed. How convenient. There are two renditions of the second list. Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. As to their difference, who cares, compared to the first one destroyed. The King James Version goes as follows. I am sure they took great pains with it. URL reference. 1. And God spake all these words, saying. 2. I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. 4. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I the Lord thy God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. 6. And shewing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. 8. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 9. 6 days shalt thou labor, sick, and do all thy work. 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, in it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. 11. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. 13. Thou shalt not kill. 14. Thou shalt not commit adultery. 15. Thou shalt not steal. 16. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, sick. 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. How I miss the first set of rules, so much less neurotic. What might those 10 rules have looked like? Let me imagine them rewritten in modern day. 1. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. 2. Do not do unto others what you would not want done unto you. 3. Find out how the needs of others differ from your own, revise 1 and 2 accordingly. 4. Protect the widow, the orphan, the weak. 5. Do not allow bad men to rule. 6. Let grandmother councils veto any patriarchal ruling. 7. Let their grandchildren enforce this. 8. Pray, after Jesus, the Lord's Prayer in solitude, then do the best you can. 9. Be brave, be smart, be just and kind. By those you win. 10. Love God or not, whatever comforts you. Jesus said God forgives every sin except blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. As far as I can tell, the Holy Ghost is the conscience of good and evil we share. Betray your sense of good and evil, that is not forgiven. So violate any commandments above, no big deal. But violate your sense of good in favor of evil, big deal. Unforgiven, go to hell, do not pass go. Which means we are all eternally damned. For violating good conscience so easy, so smart, and so rewarding to obey. In favor of dead end, psychopath realpolitik. But Christ reaches across 2,000 years of time. Across life and death. To hand us a guest pass to heaven. To us the unforgiven, via the Lord's Prayer. The Holy Ghost he left us as comforter. And our good will. But let's talk about holy book thumpers. Bible, Torah, Vedas, Quran thumpers. Marx, Mao, Hobbes, Adam Smith thumpers. If you are a psychopath, you have no map of good and evil in your mind. You can kill reliably by holy books, they will believe you. The history of the United States and all of its errors is the history of Bible thumpers and their toxic influence. Other nations' errors, by their holy book thumpers. Genocide, slavery, human rights violations, the Israel morass. The future civil war in the United States, as well as the last one. All of them artifacts of child-crippled Bible thumpers. I would recommend the first set of commandments to anyone who breathes today, to every learner. And most especially to those who don't cuss. Like Trump, beloved by those who shared his trauma. And despise those who haven't. Comment. Mark Mulligan @comcast.net.